From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Three more U.S. senators now say they will support the Iran nuclear deal the U.S. and other world powers struck with that country. Democrats Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Gary Peters of Michigan, and Rod Wyden of Oregon. This means GOP senators may never get the chance to pass their resolution of disapproval. And President Obama, in turn, would not have to worry about vetoing it. NPR's Alyssa Chang has more.
After weeks of keeping tabs on whether the president has enough support in the Senate to sustain a veto, the target has shifted. It's no longer about overriding or sustaining a veto. Now, it's about whether Republicans will even be able to get the bill all the way to final passage in the Senate. In parliamentary math terms, Republicans would need a total of 60 votes to get all the way to the finish line, which they don't have. That doesn't mean, however, that this Iran deal business has finished. The Senate still intends to devote a good chunk of floor time to the debate. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
The jury is recommending the death sentence for a white supremacist who shot and killed three people at Jewish sites in Kansas last year. Jurors announcing the decision today in the case of 74-year-old Frazier Glenn Miller, who was convicted last week of capital murder. Missouri man admitted to carrying out the killing, saying he believed Jews were trying to take over the country. Miller, who founded a Ku Klux Klan chapter in North Carolina, represented himself at his trial. It will now be up to the judge to decide whether to follow the jury's recommendation. Kentucky County Clerk, who jailed last week because she refused to issue marriage licenses because of her religious beliefs, is out. Sherry Lawson of member station WNKU reports Kim Davis emerged this afternoon from the Kentucky jail, where she had been held on contempt of court charges since last Thursday.
The U.S. District Judge who sent Davis to jail ordered her released, saying he is satisfied that the Rowan County Clerk's office is complying with orders to grant marriage licenses. Roger Ganim is the lead attorney with Liberty Counsel representing Davis.
This was an order entered by the trial judge, Judge Bunning, following a report from the plaintiffs that three out of the four plaintiff couples have received marriage licenses from Kim Davis's deputy clerks.
The judge is ordering Davis not to interfere in any way with her deputy clerks as they issue marriage licenses to all legally eligible couples. Five of the six deputies have told Bunning that they will issue the licenses. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Northern Kentucky.
Interested in what Buffett is buying? Well, according to business news channel CNBC, the billionaire investor has been loading up on IBM, and despite recent low energy prices, Phillips 66. In an interview with the network, Buffett says his Berkshire Hathaway group has been spending about $500 million a week acquiring shares during the most recent market volatility. Buffett says he bases his investments on a company's prospects over the next 5 to 10 years. On Wall Street, stocks took off to begin the holiday shortened trading week. The Dow was up 390 points. This is NPR. German air carrier Lufthansa has so far failed in its legal efforts to avert a pilot strike, which is set to begin tomorrow. Planned strike has already resulted in the cancellation of upwards of 1,000 flights. The pilots' union staged a strike on long-haul routes today and is another walkout for shorter-distance flights scheduled for tomorrow. 13th strike by pilots in the past 18 months. Pilots are seeking to prevent Lufthansa from moving jobs out of Germany as it seeks to expand its low-cost operations. The late-night TV landscape faces another seismic change tonight as Stephen Colbert debuts as host of CBS The Late Show. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says Colbert's new show will feel familiar to fans.
It's taken 9 months, loads of viral videos, and a jokey public spat with one of his first guests, presidential candidate Jeb Bush. But finally, network TV's newest late-night host is ready to say these words on his own show.
Hi, I'm Stephen Colbert, and I'll be hosting The Late Show on CBS. What's that? Oh, CBS!
Colbert takes over for longtime late-night host David Letterman. He'll host the new Late Show from an upgraded version of the Ed Sullivan Theater in Manhattan. His guests tonight are George Clooney and Jeb Bush. Colbert's Late Show is expected to follow a familiar talk show format with a monologue and house band. But this time, instead of playing a parody of a cable news anchor on Comedy Central, Colbert will be playing himself. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
Teens who use e-cigarettes may be more likely to move on to traditional tobacco products. That's according to a new study sponsored by the National Cancer Institute. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh and Dartmouth Hitchcock Norris Cotton Cancer Center looked at 694 people between the ages of 16 and 26. I'm Jack Spearin.